The French president has described Israeli aggression on the Gaza Strip as, quote, a massacre. He's called for action to put a halt to the violence. François Hollande, in a speech delivered at the 100th anniversary of World War I, said what we see in Gaza is a massacre on a daily basis, while we should act. Earlier in the day, the French foreign minister also slammed Israeli offensive on the tiny enclave. Laurent Fabius said that Israel cannot justify, quote, slaughter of civilians and children under the pretext of security concerns. Fabius referred to Israeli violence in Gaza as carnage. The top French diplomat also called on the international community to come up with a political solution to end the ongoing violence in Gaza. We're going to talk to Halal Safadi right now. She joins us from the Gaza Strip, our correspondent there. Halal Safadi, Human Rights Watch has come out condemning Israel for its actions and has said that Tel Aviv has committed war crimes. And what I find interesting is that it said it is unlawful for Israel to have targeted residents who failed to abide by pre-warnings, and then they became the targets of Israel in the attacks.
Well, this is not new at all, as the Human Rights Watch did also comment and criticize what Israel has done in both 2008 and 2012 aggressions, but then nothing was really taking place on the ground. As you mentioned, that Israel has been targeting civilians, journalists, universities. Three universities in Gaza were actually under Israeli attacks, and also a number of other institutions, UN schools, UN car, and even UN employees. So yes, it's already known, and it's already a fact that Israel has broken the international law and even the law of wars. Until the moment there are attacks on Rafah, a number of people who were injured were reported from East Gaza. East Gaza is also the place where Shijaiya massacre took place as well. So until the moment Israel keeps on breaking the law of wars and the international law, we not only the Human Rights Watch did condemn what's happening, but also the UN did condemn attacking the UN schools and the UN employees as well. But again, Israel continues to do what they're doing.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were contacted by, let's say, Navi Pillay, she's the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Halal Safadi, in which she's launched an investigation and at this point has determined that both Hamas and Israel have committed war crimes, how would you assist her in her investigation? Halal Safadi?
Well, if I could hear your question clearly, I think we have some problems in the network because of the Israeli drones flying at a very low altitude right now. So if the question was about that both Hamas and Israel has committed war crimes, let's just check some facts. Three civilians, Israeli civilians, were killed since the beginning of the Israeli aggression, while over 1,000 Palestinian civilians were killed during this aggression. Let's compare here the casualties on both sides. We're talking about Hamas use of primitive rockets that are made of plastic, while we're talking about Israel's use of warplanes, F-16 tanks. We're talking about a country that, or an entity that actually has an army, a navy, and also an air force. When we're talking about Gaza, there is no army, there is no naval, and there is a navy, and there is not even air force as well. So comparing both is not even fair and does not make sense at all to compare both powers. And again, I don't think that if America was attacked by any country, they would only stand doing nothing about it. I think America would actually respond and retaliate with even worse weapons and worse crimes. So what Hamas is doing here is a retaliation. It's a response to the Israeli continuous crimes. Israel has broken the ceasefire that was agreed on in 2012, and no one actually has mentioned that at all. So here we need to just keep it very clear when we're talking about the victim and the victimizer, and when we're talking about the occupied and the occupier. No one would actually agree that civilians are being killed in his country, and tanks are invading, and even gunboats are opening fire, and warplanes are attacking people and just stand still. So this is a reaction, it's not an action. And here comes the difference between the both sides. Yes, according to the international law, Hamas did break the international law by killing civilians in Israel, the three civilians, but it did not break any kind of international law when they killed 64 soldiers. soldiers who were already killing hundreds of civilians in Gaza. They were invading Gaza, their tanks were in Gaza, and a soldier is always expected to die or be captured in a war. So this totally makes sense, and I think it's a fair equation for a soldier to be prepared to being killed or to be captured when he is invading a country.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Hala Safadi there, talking to us from the Gaza Strip.